What's up, podcast? So this week we're doing a throwback week, going through some clips from an old interview I did with Bob Beatty Barr. I'll have his podcasts linked in the show notes below, so make sure you go check those out. This is a really great clip. We talk about meditation and coffee and all that stuff, and it's super cool. A lot of good stuff in this short little clip, so make sure you listen to it.
Within the past, but recently, I just did this thing called Miracle Mornings. They're newer episodes.
I haven't listened to that one yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
But basically, part of it is I'm taking like 5 minutes, 10 minutes every day and doing like a morning meditation. And I've personally found it super beneficial. Where when I was, when I was younger, I kind of thought the whole meditation thing to, be kind of like hippie and weird. And
it is hippie and weird.
But once I've started it, it's like actually super game changing.
So do you use an app, or how do you go about it?
I just kind of sit in silence in the morning when no one else is really awake upstairs and just kind of do it for a few minutes. And I'll like set a timer on my phone so I don't like, so I still can get to school on time and stuff. But
do you do a mantra, or do you just breathe and pay attention?
I just kind of do breathing for like the first however long. And then I'll kind of go in and like think about what I'm doing for the day and stuff like that. But I was kind of wondering if you do meditation or what your experiences with it have been.
So I try to take mindful time periods every day. Try. My meditation time is mostly in the tank, float tank. So I do every couple of weeks, I do a deprivation float. I've done it for as short as 30 minutes. I've done it for as long as 2 hours. So that's where I get my hardcore meditation in. And it's easier there because you are deprived. Caroline and I, my wife, we've tried to do meditations at night and things like that, but there's so much distraction. I actually went to a tech conference, and they had a special guest that helped. We did mindful mornings before the conference started, and that was a half-hour meditation before the conference started in a room with other people, but she was so good at guiding it. So it was guided meditation. That's where I got hooked, actually, on meditating, was at a tech conference, believe it or not. That's crazy. But yeah, so I have visual cues. I guess they're visual cues. My eyes are closed, but I see stuff in, you know, that space, that darkness. And I follow that. So like I have some mantra stuff that I do with, if I'm really having difficulty getting there. I always repeat to myself, no body, no mind, no space, no time, is with my breathing. But usually in the tank, I can just, with my eyes closed, start to see the purple traces. And then I really focus on those and follow those around. And then it kind of morphs to like a darker blue. And sometimes it gets to like a almost a yellow white. And I know that I'm like super deep at that point.
Yeah.
All of a sudden someone's like turning the light on, time to be done.
Yeah. That's cool. I'll try that.
Yeah, I highly recommend it. There's the place that I go to is in Aurora, Naperville. It's Massage Now, but there's a alternative spa that's up by Fabian and Kirk, the Country House restaurant.
Yeah,
behind there.
I think I've probably seen the building.
And they've advertised ton on Instagram locally, or maybe just because I follow them. Yeah, I probably just follow them. They don't advertise that much, but they have pods there. So the Massage Now in Aurora is a room, and like when you walk in, the ceiling is regular height, and then it slopes down, and it's pretty wide. Like you can put your arms out and stretch your feet out and stuff. You do bump into the walls, but it's alternative spa. They have the traditional, deprivation pods, and I've not been in one of those. I do want to try that, definitely.
Cool. And sorry, I have to look at my questions again.
No worries.
So I was, actually, that was all the questions I had down, so I guess.
Very cool. Did anything come to mind while we were doing this?
Now that I can think of that, I didn't bring up, but I was wondering if there's anything you wanted to talk about or anything that's been on your mind that you want to bring up. Or
I've been struggling with making time. Nope.
Yeah.
I've been struggling with taking time lately to stay on the schedule with my podcast. Actually, I recently went back to martial arts just this week because after my surgery, I couldn't do stuff and I got really weak. So it like couldn't even stand on one foot because apparently to balance you need core strength, and I have none left. Yeah. So I'm taking some time to do that to get my body right, which will help get my mind right. It's really interesting the connection between physical exercise and just feeling good and feeling good in your mind too. So it's just another one of those meditations. Martial arts can definitely be a meditation. Just a little bit more physical and sweaty one.
Or where meditation doesn't have to be sitting in a dark room. Where for me, one of the things I like, I'm a big coffee fan, and one of the reasons out of many that I like making it by hand with like a pour over or something is that it is kind of more meditative because it forces you to be more intentional, which same thing with martial arts and the whole body control.
So what got you into coffee?
Also Joe.
Really?
Very great guy to get you into stuff. And
positive things. All positive things.
Yeah. And I was over at his house and he was like, hey, do you want a cup of coffee? And I was like, sure. I had never really experienced like crazy coffee anywhere.
Yeah, his dad drinks the really good like Turkish stuff. And
yeah, where at that point I thought he'd like grab the chariff out of a coffee machine and just pour me a cup or something. And like 10 minutes later, we're sitting with like some weird concoction from some country I can't pronounce the name of. And it kind of blew my mind. It opened me up to this whole world of like coffee can be a lot more than Starbucks. And then I just kind of got into it out of there. And I actually wrote a short ebook on it too.
I have not looked at that, but I remember you releasing that.
Yeah.
So did you start right from pour over or did you do like, because we're big French press fans here.
Yeah. I started with pour over and cold brew because those were what Joe recommended to start with and they're cheap and all that good stuff. And then I have French press almost every day now because I like it a lot because you get it's a strong flavor and it's fast.
And it's smooth.
Yeah.
I almost offered you coffee when you got in. I forgot.
That's all right. I almost offered to bring some, actually. Yeah.
You know, it's still early enough that I could have my second cup. But
yeah. Do you prefer black coffee or do you like all the toppings? Or
nah, I'm MCT oil is about the only thing that goes in my coffee. So,
nice.
But yeah, I take it black. I love the Americanos down at Limestone Coffee and Tea.
Yeah, I like Limestone a lot. Actually, I just got a bag of, it's called a caramel cream or carnival cream.
Ooh.
And it's very desserty, which threw me off a bit at first, but it's actually super good.
Most of their flavored stuff, like, so we get our beans from there. Most of the flavored stuff we get from there, we also get house, like, by the, you know, many pounds. And I mix it with the house. Like, take a little tiny bit of the flavor, little bit of the house, grind it up, and then
This way you don't get a crazy amount, but you still get it.
Little bit of flavor, but not all flavor.
Yeah.
I don't think I can handle the all flavor.
It can be intense, yeah.
We got, Lillian brought home a sample of this one called Pudgy Pie. And it's a really fudge, smooth, very aromatic chocolate, but it's like too much. So it's like three beans and then house.
Yeah. Where you just kind of get the like aftertaste in a little bit.
Yeah. Or more just the tiny little scent while you're drinking it gives you that, you know.
Yeah.
I enjoy coffee.
So do I.
And I'm really weird. So I don't know if you're like this or not, but it sounds like you might be pretty structured and regimented as well.
Yeah.
So I start work at like 6:45 every day. Like I work here, so I don't have to go very far. So come down here, get checked in, kind of do the email thing. If there's a small task I complete, you know, it's like I'll get something started. But, you know, like 7:40-ish, 7:45, I'm like, well, time for me to make that cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And I take that time. And it, with the French press, you know, like once again, super present. You know, you got to grind the beans. You got to, you know, turn on the kettle. You got to wait for that to get ready. Put your little, you know, 1/3 amount of water in there. Let it bloom 30 seconds. Stir it up. Add the rest of the water. Put that plunger at the top. Wait 3:30 and then just enjoy. Just let that. I just let my hand weight push it down.
It's a magical feeling.
But that is my, I mean, if I don't do that by 8 o'clock, my whole day is like shifted.
Yeah.
So I try to have that coffee done and at my desk by like 8:05. It's so funny.
Yeah. I have a a very similar thing where I'll come down after I could take a shower and stuff, and while I do the dishes, I'll multitask because I have to, but it definitely helps me set up well for the day by starting being mindful, and kind of keeps mindfulness at the forefront, kind of.
So are you a one cup a day guy? You just have it in the morning and...
No. I'll have, you know, like the big old Stanley thermoses?
Yeah. Oh, you take it to school?
Yeah. So I'll make, I have a big, like, 8-cup French press because that's what Walmart had.
Oh.
So I'll make, like, 1.5 of those. But don't worry, I don't drink the entire thing. But when I get to school, I'll, like, end up sharing it with, like, 3 or 4 other kids at school.
Oh, so you get the fellowship aspect
of
it.
Yeah, which
nice.
It's one of the best parts of my day. And
so you're the coffee guy.
Yeah. I save my friends a lot of money from school coffee, and it's a lot better. So that's why I have friends.
So you have coffee in the lobby now, though, right?
Yeah.
Have you tried it?
It's horrible.
Oh, no. I thought that's what I was going to ask.
Horrible. It's burnt. It's, like, way too hot water that, like, makes it taste burnt.
Drip coffee, or is it?
Really, really bad drip coffee.
Can you get, like, espresso-based drinks there?
Oh.
Okay, I didn't know. Yeah. I've only seen the stand. I didn't really know what the offerings
were.
Yeah,
it's just this, like, it's kind of like bad office coffee. And
well, school's kind of like bad office sometimes.
Yeah, and there's a reason they have a huge assortment of creamer, is how I'm going to leave that.
There you go.
But, yeah. But I do enjoy the sharing aspect of the coffee, just because that's something that if I don't have that, like, 20 minutes with a few really close friends drinking coffee and talking and hanging out, that throws me off, actually, a lot, too. But
yeah, that's probably the one thing I miss about working from home, is there's no, like, water cooler coffee time kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, that's very cool. Well, you got a little segment here that you can use for just coffee time. So
yeah. I should start a new segment. Just
thank you so much for listening. You guys are all absolutely amazing. No one's told you that today. And if you want to email me, my email is in the show notes below, so feel free to go do that. Leave a review, share the podcast, all that good stuff. You guys know what to do. And stick around for a quick word from our sponsors.